The Rio del City Council voted to rescind the water rate hike plan that it had approved previously. The 70% rate hike was going to be phased in over 6 years, according to the original plan, which was approved at the last council meeting that had drawn more public attention. The slow implementation would not have raised the money needed for any of the infrastructure repairs and other needed expenses that were the main reasons cited for the rate hike. Also, the rate increase would have not been enough to meet the state requirements for potential funding in the future, according to the city. Councilmember Deborah Garnes discussed her concerns with the action that was approved and its failure to collect the funds needed.
We need to stop and take a moment and go back and do this right before it goes into concrete. Because once it's in concrete, once that 218 process is out there, then we're just sitting here waiting for disaster again. And I want no part of waiting for disaster. I want no part of selling something, but then somehow not delivering because I just wasn't paying attention, and that's unacceptable.
Garnes then moved to set aside the previous action and implement the rate increase by 60% on January 1, 2016, and the remaining 40% the following year, which was approved unanimously. The average household use of 5 units of water that is currently billed at $37.88 will cost $53.11 in January and $61.83 by January 2017. Residents in the Dinsmore pressure zone will be paying an even higher rate with an additional $65 surcharge on top of the other rate increases. Notices are being sent to all ratepayers and property owners advising them of the increase and their rights under Proposition 218 to protest the increase. According to the state mandate, the rate hike passes automatically unless 50% plus one of the ratepayers files a written protest. There will be a public hearing on December 1st at 5:30 p.m. where the received objections will be opened and verified. A question was asked by a resident during the October 6th meeting to clarify whether or not households that do not use any water are billed the base rate each month as they are currently for the sewer bill. Finance Director Brooke Woodcox addressed the question.
What it is that there is a base rate of $27.03 if your water is not shut off. So regardless if any water has passed through those pipes or not, it's $27.84 at this point. Regardless of whether or not any water has passed through those pipes, it's still going to cost $27.84.
Every month?
Yes. Now, if you come in and you place a shutoff notice with the city and your water does in fact get shut off, in that case, then there isn't a charge because your meter is actually shut down.
Okay. Yes.
The base amount, which is charged whether or not any water is used during the month, will be increasing to $46.63 by 2017. A copy of the city's Proposition 218 notice to residents, as well as the full council packet and video of the meeting, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next city council meeting will be held on Tuesday, October 20th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.